since 1976.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The editor of the Brazilian UFO magazine, which A.J. Gavird says is the longest-lasting UFO magazine on the planet. Maybe they have UFO magazines on other planets, but we don't know about them. Now, it's the position of the government that they're giving you everything they have, and once they release all this stuff, that's it for them?
Yes, that's it for them. This is what they want us to believe, that they don't have anything else to give us. It is it. You want it. We gave you, and this is it. But of course, we're not taking that for that as a reasonable answer. See, I just told you guys that we just recently, like 2 or 3 months ago, we have the disclosure of the papers from the years 2000 to 2010, right? You know how many documents were there in that package? Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Okay, so there were seven UFO sightings in all those years.
In 10 years, seven. And in the decade before, the previous decade, they gave us something like 100 pages of documents covering some like six or seventy cases. It is much more than the last decade, but even in the previous decade, it's not the total figure. Now, let's concentrate in the last decade, from the year 2000 to 2010. We have cases of people, regular normal people, reporting UFOs to the military, as well as we had 3 to 4 cases of pilots, commanders of big jets, reporting UFO sightings to the military. And altogether, they were 7 reports, 7, and a total of about 20, 25 pages covering an entire decade. Well, I don't buy that. Excuse me, but I don't accept that. I don't think that is reasonable to believe. And the military has to agree with us that it is just something not reasonable. Nobody would believe. See,
Let me ask you a fast question here. It occurs to me as you mentioned this. Is there a freedom of information kind of program in Brazil where you can say, give me XX document, and they would supposedly look it up?
Something similar to what is going on in the United States. But the legislation in Brazil is a little different. So sometimes you may ask, and you may apply the law. You are entitled to be covered by the law and the government or one of its institutions. It's mandatory that they give you what you request, but you know, in Brazil they can simply don't listen to you, pretend that they have never heard from you, never heard of your request, and just don't speak about it.
They can also, I assume, just say we don't have it. It doesn't exist. There's no record, even though you know it was reported to them. But if I'm a person who has actually seen a UFO in Brazil, anywhere, where do I go to report it?
Well, in the same resolution published by the Brazilian Air Force commander, it is said that it welcomes reports from everybody. It is something that has been said by other top-ranking military, that they don't concentrate in reports they get from military personnel or aviation personnel, pilots, air traffic controllers. No. In fact, what the Brigadier José Carlos Pereira told me when I interviewed him, and this is a very important man in the military in Brazil, is that the Brazilian Air Force is getting or has been receiving reports of UFO sightings from all sorts of people. So you, me, a pilot, a teacher, a doctor, a driver, whatever, anybody who has a sighting of a UFO can call to one of the Brazilian Air Force bases and report it. And if they do, his report becomes official. And if it happens now, since last August, this report is supposed to be sent to the National Archives. Now, it's something that you can or cannot do. You may decide to report, or you may just let it go. But if you are a pilot flying in Brazil, a Brazilian pilot, either a private or a commercial, or of course a military, and you have a sighting of the UFO, then it's mandatory that you report what you saw. If you are during the flight, if you are in your hours in doing something in your backyard, you're not flying, that's all right. You're not even being someone connected to the aviation. You are not supposed, it's not mandatory that you report what you saw. But if you are in the cockpit of an airplane in Brazil, and even if you are a foreign pilot flying in Brazil, you are supposed to report any sighting that you have.
So even if it's an American pilot going from, you know, New York to Brazil, to one of your larger airports, if they see a UFO on your territory, they have to report to your authorities?
Yes, you have to report, unless you just don't make any contact at all with any of the radar tracking station to any air traffic controller. Because once you report, hey, I'm a pilot from American Airlines, whatever, I'm over Manaus in the Amazon, going to São Paulo, and there is this huge, big object just right to my wing, what do I do? Well, once you go on record reporting that you saw something, then you have, when you land, you have to go to a specific place in that airport, which all airports here have a military branch of some kind, an office, a room, a place. You have to pick up a report form and fill it and give it to them.
Sounds to me like a good way to discourage the practice. I know, yes. If I was an American pilot going to Brazil, I'd either opt to not take that route anymore, or I would simply say, I didn't see anything, forget about it.
Yeah. Right, because that could jeopardize your position with your, you know, American carrier. I mean, you might be putting your job at risk if you fulfill your obligation to the Brazilian authorities to report an incident. Then, of course, that would get back to United or Continental, whoever you're flying for.
Yes, but the thing is that this report is not supposed to be public. Only since last August 10th and on, this report was supposed to be public, to be made public. But we don't believe it, because in all this time, well, and actually this proceeding has been going on for quite some time, and most of the cases that we know for sure were that airliners were followed by UFOs in Brazil, big airliners like our major companies. We know because these pilots, sometimes they contact us to report what they saw, asking for anonymity or something like that, just to let us know what is going on, because it's something that impresses them, so they want us to know. And we expected to see those reports coming up in the documents declassified by the Brazilian government, and they never showed up. So what I believe is that, of course, not all sightings that are reported, and very few are reported actually, but from the few sightings that were reported, very few are being declassified. All the rest is being kept secret, and will be so for quite some time. And why is that so?
Because AJ, that's my question. Why do you think the Brazilian government is playing this game?
Yeah, well, because I think that it's been played by almost all governments who claimed to be open about the subject. See, UK, in England, we have now, 30,000, 40,000 pages released. And France, we have over than 120,000 pages of official UFO documents.
And we'll have to get into more of those documents, what they mean, compare what's being released around the world. AJ Givard, joining Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We continue with A.J. Givard from his palatial estate in Brazil. It's not palatial, is it? We always say people have a palatial estate when they talk to us from another country.
Palatial? I don't think it's
looks like a mansion. like a big mansion that you live in.
Oh, no, I'm only my small apartment in the 10th floor of a nice building in the city of Curitiba in south of Brazil. And right now it's 5:35 in the afternoon. We're preparing for a great evening today. We have saving times started just last Sunday in Brazil. And everything is going fine in my country these days.
Let me ask you about the quantity of UFO cases. And, you know, you were mentioning that far more documents are being released in France and Great Britain. Does that mean there are more cases there to reveal, or they have been more forthcoming?
I think they are more forthcoming. But when I mentioned that, I was about to say that even when they give to the public that a massive amount of pages of documents, I don't believe that they are disclosing everything. No government at all is disclosing everything. Because the hardcore of the UFO phenomena, what is the most serious stuff, has not been released so far.
And it probably won't be.
Yeah, they won't be so easily. No, they won't be. What is being disclosed here and there in other countries is only the tip of a very big iceberg. We want every piece of that iceberg, but it's too huge. And I don't think that any government will give up everything any day unless they are forced by something so massive, something perhaps caused by the aliens themselves, like they decided to show up in a great fleet of spaceships all over the world, then the government will be forced to release what they have been keeping secret.
I'm not holding my breath, AJ.
I can understand that. But anyway, what the Brazilian government is released, and a few other governments in South America are releasing, is only the tip of the iceberg.
Of those few cases, the handful of cases that were revealed for the first decade of the 21st century, any interesting cases or just a bunch of lights in the sky?
Yeah, any good ones?
Yeah, we have very good ones. We have cases of big airliners, 737, 777, being chased by UFOs in Brazil, but not very closely. Now, in the place where I live, we have a huge air traffic in the airport of Fontoupena, in the city of Curitiba. And in the papers released for the decade, the 90s, we had perhaps two dozen cases, actually, of UFOs being seen by crews coming in this direction or going out from these airports to São Paulo or Rio, or just coming from somewhere else and going over Curitiba, because we have here one of the stations of the Brazilian defense system, Central Raiders. One of it is in Brasilia, another one is here, another one is in Manaus, another one is in Recife. They are spread in several parts of Brazil, and we have a very strong one because of the density of our air traffic, and it generated more of reports of sightings of UFOs. But if I may come back to that resolution issued by the Brazilian commander of the Brazilian Air Force, the resolution is called GC, right? 551. And this resolution published in the Brazilian proceedings, government proceedings, it's like a newspaper made, published only every day, actually, only with the resolutions taken by the government in all its entities and everything. Everything's official. So if anything official is done in Brazil, there's a resolution to support that, and it's published in that paper, and it becomes like a law or something that is mandatory to be done. It's something like that is in the United States, in any other country. And after that, we came up with a few questions to the commander of the Brazilian Air Force, to which we have heard no reply, no answer so far. Now, the document published says that all reports of UFO sightings made in Brazil, and I quote, especially by air traffic controller and pilots, are supposed to be centralized in Brasilia, the federal capital, in a place called Brazilian Air Force Airspace, actually Defense Command, Condada. And from that place, these reports are supposed to be sent to the National Archives for public scrutiny. And in any moment at all, does that resolution say anything about investigating the cases? And this is very odd, because if a commander of an airliner flying, from São Paulo to Manaus, it's a 3-hour flight, with 150 souls inside the plane, if it is chased by UFOs at close range, and if he reports it, according to this regulation, to this resolution, his report is to be sent to the Brazilian Airspace Defense Command for the knowledge of our military, and then it is supposed to be sent to the National Archives. And this is it, period. I don't believe it, because either it's not true, or either if the government does so this way, if the military does so this way, it will be neglecting very seriously a potential threat to the air traffic in Brazil, because it's one of our of the military of the Brazilian Air Force primary concern to defend, to control the Brazilian airspace territory. If an airplane from Paraguay invades Brazil, we are supposed to react. The military is supposed to defend, to protect our airspace, right?
Well, AJ, and also, I mean, I remember the big announcement, in 2009, how the Brazilian government was going to be working hand in hand with the civilian UFO community. That they were going
happened.
To be, yeah, it never happened, did it?
Never happened.
Well, so what do you think is going on? Do you think that the government is just telling you guys what you want to hear, just releasing just enough information and data and reports to keep you guys at least somewhat happy, and they're sitting on the real good stuff? So what do you propose? What do you think needs to be done by your Brazilian UFO community to get the government and the military to make good on their promises? How are we going to go about helping you get the government and the military to come clean?
And before you answer that question, AJ Gevaert joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through, the 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With A.J. Gavaird joining us, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, exploring UFOs disclosure in Brazil before we paused for that brief break. Chris had posed a long question of A.J. A.J., what's your answer?
Well, see, first of all, it has to be noted that UFO reports, sightings, investigations are not priority in Brazil, but for the Brazilian government or even for the military. Now, when we started this campaign, this movement in 2004, to ask our government to come clean about it, to release its paper, first, we found some reluctance in doing so. And after that, and after a few months, we kind of hit some soft hearts. And eventually, we were received by the military. Some of them are a little bit more sympathetic to the question than others. And there was something going on in the sense that the military felt that, well, what the hell? Why not give to these guys what they want? But it's not something that can be done from one day to another. It has to follow a series of procedures. So the military started taking that procedures to release what we were asking. And I believe that among that procedure is see what can be released and what cannot be released. At some point, they said, well, there is a lot of paper that cannot be released, but that is something that can be, so let's give to these guys. And they start giving us these papers. But before releasing it officially, sending the document to the National Archives, the military invited us for a talk, which happened in 2005, 6 years ago, in Brazil. It was the first time in history that UFO researchers, civilians like us, The Brazilian Committee of UFO Researchers, of which I was the director at that moment, till last year, February. This was the last time, the first time we were ever invited to that kind of meeting. And that was very good. And we went to Brasilia, we had these talks. We spent a whole morning with the military in very sensitive areas of Brazilian Air Force Defense Command. And we were showed papers, not given. They showed us piles of papers, documents, official secret documents, over a huge table, and said, you cannot copy, you cannot take it with you, you can only read it for some time. And this is what we did. At that moment, we were promised that eventually, at some point, the military will team up with the Brazilian civilian UFO researchers to investigate the phenomenon. That was
AJ, that's like going out on a date with a girl who says, baby, we are going to have a good time tonight. And about six or seven dates later, you're still waiting for the good time. You know what I mean?
Yes, and it's not going to happen soon.
It sounds like they're a bunch of teasers.
Yeah, kind of bad. And we are still asking the promise to be fulfilled. But right now, our main concern is not that, because we realize that the government won't do it. The military won't do it. Because, they, like I told you before, it's not a priority for them. However, we can and we will give up on that if they don't want to give us that commission, that official committee of UFO research composed by both military and civilian. If they don't want to give us that, okay, don't give us. That's all right. We'll keep up our investigations by ourselves. However, what we will not give up is our rights to have that papers, those papers that we know that the government...
Yeah, really. I mean, they promised to give it up. Well, AJ, we've got a bunch of questions. I know your time is limited with us today. And what we do is before every show taping, we give our forum listeners and radio listeners and forum posters a chance to ask you questions. And we want to get to some of these questions. We've got a bunch of them for you. This comes from Digital Trickster. He's one of our new forum posters. And he asks a very good question. He says, on your last interview with us, it seemed that you were depending a lot on witnesses, and while that's always helpful, he believes documentation and scientific evidence is what is needed to move your research and paranormal research forward. What case have you researched that you feel has the most documented information and scientific evidence to back it up?
Well, I would say that scientific evidence is a very tricky term. We have so many cases, but when you come up to scientific evidence, what is a scientific evidence? Is it the screws of a UFO, the pieces of it? It's tough to reply to that. What is a physical, scientific evidence? Now, we have very strong cases, very well documented, but we don't have the essential. Like, let's speak about Virginia case very briefly. We know because we have covered, I'm talking about like a few dozen UFO researchers who team up during a few months after January 1996, in the city of Virginia, to cover all that area, to investigate, to talk to witnesses and everything that has to be done to properly conduct a serious investigation towards the crash of a UFO and the capture of at least two creatures. Now, this is the Virginia case, happened on January 20, 1996, which is by far considered, along with the Operation Saucer, one of the best documented UFO cases of all. And I would say that it's times more important and better documented than Roswell. Just remember, Roswell started being investigated by accident 25 years after it had happened. Virginia started being investigated a few hours after it happened. It was very fresh. We had over 100 first-hand eyewitnesses of both the crash of the saucer, the capture of the creatures, and of the creatures who stay at large. Now, this is a very well-documented case, but where are our scientific evidences? What would be considered scientific evidence that I could show in CC? Here is the thing. I only have the investigation and its results to present, which is the documentation of step by step of everything that happened, like a big puzzle. Thousands of pieces, of which a few hundred were put together and gave us a very pretty picture of what happened. That's a good case. As well as
how about Kolaris and some of the deaths that were associated with the Chupas? Do we have any autopsy reports? Do we have any sort of documentation and evidence about how the people died? They were hit with these particle beam type weapons. There were a number of deaths. Do you guys have a database that has some of that information?
That happened in the 70s when Brazil was under a dictatorship. And this is also maybe the reason why we don't have all the 2,000 pages of the documents and the 500 pictures and the 16 hours, because it is the same thing that happened with the medical records of the victims of the Chupas in Colares. They're lost. They were deteriorated by time. They were bad filed. An inappropriated way, and they got lost. Now, we had that over 1,000 people were attacked in Colares Island by the Chupas.
And I'll tell you what, we really have to get into more of this in our next segment. We have A.J. Giverd, Brazilian UFO researcher with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have A.J. Giverd answering your questions, talking about very important cases in Brazil with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. A.J., would you continue?
Yeah, sure. See, we have for sure that over 1,000 people in the island of Colares alone, because, you know, the Chupa phenomena was all over large region of the Amazon in the state of Pará, but it was concentrated in Colares Island, where the operations also took place. And it happened because of the Chupa phenomena. And 1,000 people, over 1,000 people were attacked, over 1,000 people, of which we know for sure that 400 were treated. 400 went to the small sanitary, small hospital place, and a small...
Well, there's got to be some doctor reports. There's got to be a paper trail. There's got to be examination reports and doctors, notes on all this stuff. I'm sure with 400 people being treated, you got to have something.
Yeah, it's decades old. We don't know where it is. Not even the doctor who filled all those reports. And we're not talking about large reports, very detailed. We're talking about small reports of people who live in the fields, farmers, fishermen, very poor people. And they have a problem, health problem, they would go to this very small hospital, like two or three guys working there under the supervision of only one doctor. And she was Dr. Velaide Cecim Carvalho. She was at her 25, 26. And that was her first job as a physician, just out of university, graduating medicine. She was sent to that small village, to that small hospital, having only like a couple of nurses and one or two technicians to help her in that place to treat people who had any health problem at all. And we're talking about an island with 10,000 people. They only have that small hospital to go to if they have any problem. And Velaide, Dr. Velaide, she told me when I interviewed her a couple of years ago, and I did many times, and she told me that that she received at least 400 patients coming to her teeny small hospital.
AJ, we understand that, but where's the paper trail? I mean, where is all the documentation? Was it sent to the government? Did she make, copies for the clinic?
That's government property. But, you know, this was annotations that were lost with time. When I first interviewed Velayed in 2005, I asked her, do you have an idea where those papers are? Well, she told me, well, they probably are lost, because from time to time, this kind of documentation is filed somewhere. And if you know Brazil, you see how our authorities deal with this kind of records. They're most gone. They're most wasted. Unfortunately, they are kept in very bad conditions, except in more populated areas, in more developed areas, like in the south of the country. But we're talking about a small village in an island in the middle of the Amazon. Something that happened in 1977. So I guess that they kept these records for a few more years, then they, perhaps destroyed it. And unfortunately, we don't have it anymore. We don't have it. But we have the memory of Dr. Velayed Cecim Carvalho, which is a very respected person in her community. And the city of Belém was one of the largest cities in Brazil. She even had a post of some type in the city administration. She's a very important person. She's now not only a doctor, but she's also a college professor in several areas in medicine. And
okay, well, besides Vahinha and Colares and the overflights of the main Brazilian metropolitan areas that were mentioned in Leslie Keene's book, what other cases turn you on the most and, you know, rate your top lists of Brazilian UFO cases?
Well, just recently, we have had the first cases of crop circles in Brazil for the very first time. I believe that last time we spoke, we haven't had any, or have we? Well, the first one that we had happened in November 2008, and it excited us very much because, you know, the crop circles are definitely connected to the UFO phenomena. One way.
How do you know that?
Well, I'm not. I don't have any doubt whatsoever.
Were UFOs seen in the night that these formations were created?
Yes, not only in UK and in a few other countries, but in Brazil, just a few hours before the formations were found in the city of Ipuaçu here in Santa Catarina. People saw lights in the sky and sometimes coming closer to the field. So, of course, there is a link, a connection between the UFO phenomena, the intelligences beyond the UFO phenomena, and the crop circles. We're talking, of course, about the legitimate crop circles. We're talking about, because we know that like 90% of all crop formations these days are faked by the circle makers and other groups. But of those 10% of cases that are legitimate, we know for sure that there is a connection with extraterrestrial intelligences. Now,
were these cases down near the where Bolivia is it Brazil comes together with Argentina? My geography is a little shady here.
Yes, we have as neighbors in the south. We have Uruguay, Argentina, Paraguay, and Bolivia in the south. Then we have Colombia, Peru, and a few other countries, Venezuela.
Well, yeah, they're way north. But there were some cases like 3 or 4 years ago near Salta, and there were crop formations or blowdown events associated with those cases. Is it similar to those Salta cases?
No. The Salta cases happened in Argentina a few hundred miles from the city of Iguaçu, where we have the crop formations in Brazil. But although they are different in shape and form and design, they happen at the same time, almost at the same time. Within weeks, they were formed. But you know what is most interesting about our crop formations here? Since we know that, okay, that there is a connection with the UFO phenomena, The most interesting thing about it is that, you know, everybody knows that the Brazil has contributed with the worldwide ufology with almost everything that is more interesting. Now, we have the first abduction cases. We have the first sexual relation inside spaceships. We have the first landings. We have most of the first everything and the biggest cases in all segment that you consider in ufology worldwide. It's just, you can only, to verify that, it's just a matter of taking a look at the literature, and you see that Brazil has contributed with almost the most of the very important cases of UFOs in Brazil. And yet, it's going on for decades, and yet, we have never had, never, until 2008, one single case of crop formation in Brazil. That's a very strange thing. Why? No, we know that the crop formation started in UK in the 80s, in the late 70s, early 80s, and they went up and up and up, and then they started going to other countries. Now we have like 30 or 40 countries where they are during summertime. They are spread all over. We are talking about thousands of crop formations in 30, 40 countries. Of course, most of them still concentrated in South England.
Doesn't that argue in favor of the possibility here that crop circles are generally a man-made phenomenon rather than something that's paranormal?
Well, I don't think so. Because, you know, the formations are being found in so many areas. Like in South Korea, 2 years ago, we had this huge, enormous crop formation. Something that would feel like 8 or 10 football fields. How someone does something like that? And why? Now, here in Brazil, I'll give you this example.
Here I'll tell you what, before we do that, we're going to break for another few moments here. We have A.J. Givard. If you want to learn more about what we do, please check our website, theparacast.com, where we have active message boards, the best of any paranormal show. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.